Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
This guy doesn't need much introduction at all. From Noiseworks and recently played at a concert for the Farmers called Hey Mate by A Bale. It's the wonderful John Stevens. Hello.
How are you?
We are fabulous. Great to have you on the show. Where are you right now?
In Melbourne at the moment, just packing my bag because I'm flying to Sydney today. Right.
Make it carry on, you know, because then much quicker.
Unfortunately, I'm going for a little while, so I have to carry a bag around with me.
You've probably got guitars and things too, haven't you?
That's right. I can always always spot the band at an airport. They generally kind of, like comedians, they just haven't washed.
Fluffy ones.
Yeah, and they got the tats and the hair, and they go, "What's going on here? What are we doing here so early?"
You know, but when you're an older musician, you do tend to get up early because you generally have children, most of us.
Yeah, and you have to go to the toilet
for a while. Have to go to the toilet every 5 minutes.
This is Akmal's problem as well, John. Yes,
see the doctor every week, you know.
Oh, come on! You're still as gorgeous as ever. In fact, my nickname for you for years has been John, take your top off, Stevens, because you had that beautiful chest that you used to, you know, with the shirt open and,
I offered to show her my chest.
I said no.
She declined.
But you know what? I thought about this. You're about to release a charity single to help raise money for the farmers. You could have done a calendar. Why wouldn't you do a calendar, John?
Oh, please. You obviously haven't seen me for a while.
Well, you could do a calendar for people in nursing homes.
You could do a nursing home calendar.
I could, and, you know, if you live as long as me, you might be able to do one too.
Something I read, which I didn't know about, and I'm sure you've talked about it before, but I just didn't know, you've met Ringo Starr from the Beatles.
He played on my last album.
How did that all come about, John?
So Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics and I were writing a record together about 18 months ago, and Ringo came down and hung out, and we got to know each other, and he heard what we were doing, and we had a song we wanted to play, and he wanted to play on it, so it was just a question of right place, right time. I mean, one of those things where he was just digging what we were doing, and just wanted to be involved, so it was pretty, still one of my all-time mind-blowing moments when I think about it.
He seemed like
what did you talk to him about? Did you talk to him about normal stuff? Did you find yourself a bit starstruck?
Very, very normal. Yeah. Very, very normal. Oh, yeah, a starstruck on the inside, of course. But, you know, he's very disarming and very down-to-earth.
He seems like that.
Just a lovely man. And, you know, obviously we talked about all sorts of things, you know, music mainly, because that's where we all connect, you know. And just life. Life for a man, you know, lived an unbelievable life. You know, what I didn't know about Ringo was that, he's sort of been a vegetarian since he was about 7 years old because he lost 3/4 of his stomach, got removed when he was a young kid. So he's only been able to eat, like, little mash bits, you know, of just
vegetables,
green food.
Wow.
So that's all he eats. He's like a handful of food, you know, every time. So it's kind of really interesting because he's a vegan or a vegetarian way before anybody else was.
Before it was cool.
Yeah, it was forced vegetarianism.
So that was on the Starlight album, was it, John, that he helped
on the Starlight album.
Right. And tell us about this new single. So you are not afraid to help charities. You've done this for so many decades, but now you're getting behind the cause to help our farmers. Why is that important to you?
Well, I'd written a song called Rain Down on Me, and I was asked to do the Hey Mate concert, which we did on last Saturday, and we raised $2.3 million.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. John Farnham and Glenn Whitley put it together and invited me to play. You know, Channel 9 got behind it, so it's been around the country.
Yep.
And we raised $2.3 million so far. And it's only available on download on iTunes or Apple Music. And every single cent from the song goes towards the farmers. So the title was always called Rain Down on Me. I thought it's very appropriate and it must be a sign. So there you go.
Look at you go. You're awesome. Rain Down on Me. Make sure you get it on Apple iTunes and on the places that you get your music. Hey, thank you so much. You're always helping.
Thank you, we love that
about you. I'm still waiting for the calendar, John, so make sure you bring that out at some point. Don't leave it too long.
Well, you show me yours and I'll show you.
Deal.
She's shown everybody.
Hey, stop it. John Stevens, thank you so much. Take care.
Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.